These are their stories. What? What's so what?
I wasn't ready for that on my timeline. Oh my goodness.
Well,
Hello!
hello.
Oh, that's
And
crazy.
welcome back to another week of Gay Screaming. I'm Charlie, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host.
AI Jared.
Oh yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be neat. Murdering people to travel in time. Yeah, welcome to Gay Screaming. How are you guys this week? Great.
Anyway, so how I'm doing, let me tell you. It's okay. I don't have too much to complain about. Actually, I do. Let me clarify. I have plenty to complain about, but I'm not going to. I'm feeling positive today.
You actually do have.
I feel a sneeze coming.
Bless
I didn't
you.
even tell you how the rest of work went, but my
Oh.
job has been a mess, honey. Both my jobs have been a mess, honey,
Ugh.
but I just need to get paid already.
I've been having a good few days. Well, except for one day. You know which day?
Which day?
The day that I did the thing accidentally.
What did you? What the fuck?
On. Man, forget
Okay.
it. Either way, I've been good. I've been great. Sucked a little dick. But
Amen to that, sister.
listen, it's been a while. And.
You were practicing your right to celibacy, and you decided, actually, that's enough of that.
Listen, she still got it.
No one doubted that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to know that everyone else has as much confidence as me.
It's called having a reputation. No, I'm kidding.
Just ask any guy around. Actually,
I
don't
was gonna
ask
try
any
to
guy
think of
around.
a really funny guy to ask, like the Hamburglar or something.
Oh. Ask him. I've probably hooked up with him once or twice.
I'm scared to know what he's gonna say.
The Hamburglar?
Yeah,
What do you think he'll say?
something about meat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's the Hamburglar. He burgles hams. He's
He
burgled my ham.
burgled your ham! Oh
Okay,
no.
not this fucking Facebook mom ass humor.
Yeah, this intro is a mess, honey, but let me clarify that I am tired. I slept like shit yesterday and I worked today, and then I. What else did I do? We
We
went
went to the
grocery
stores.
shopping.
Yeah.
You know, we're like an old married couple. We go to the shops. We figure out how to do the self-checkout. We don't know
Yeah.
where the barcodes are, and the machine yells at us every 5 seconds saying,
And then
"Place the item in the scanning area now," or bagging area.
the self-checkout lady will bump into our asses like a few times too, just because there's not enough room there. It's
That
fun.
old white lady who walked by, who was like trying to get around, and I was already in the process of like moving because I saw them coming towards me. She kept being like, "Hi, we're trying to get by. Oh, sorry, we're trying to get by." And then I finally like was done moving because I was like trying to maneuver myself
Yeah.
between the carts. And she just goes, "Thank you so much. Have a great
Yeah.
night." And I was like, "Karen,
People are excessive.
Merry Christmas to you too, honey."
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
I'm sure she means well. But yeah, that was our day today. So, do we have topic today?
Not really, but we could just talk about stuff we talked. Well, I have more stuff to add on Pokemon. Because
I know for a fact my boyfriend's listening to this like, "Can y'all shut the fuck up
No,
about
okay.
this damn game?"
Listen, I've beaten the game now, which I gotta say, story is a sleigh. Absolutely. It did not just chew. It
It
ate.
ate.
It swallowed. It shit.
Ew.
The full cycle. The story is really good. And I'm also glad they put out like an update patch. You know?
Can I be honest?
Doesn't improve a lot for you.
I feel like the game is pretty much the same. I'd have to read through the patch notes to figure out what's different. The only thing that I've actually noticed in my game that's different is the sleeping animation. But as far as performance goes, I was killing some Slowbro the other day to EV train my shit. It was
God.
lagging like a motherfucker.
Was it in the water? Well,
Yeah.
that's why.
Well, I mean, why is the water that bad? But even when I was like walking around on land, I guess it was just too many Slowbros or something. Which is weird because usually it can handle a lot of spawns, but for some reason it was really hard for the game to handle a lot of Slowbro in one
Yeah.
area. Maybe because they're bigger, I don't know.
I don't know. I've noticed less lag in mine. So maybe I just got lucky. But yeah, the game, I feel like I was a little harsh on it last time.
Okay.
But
Rating out of 10 right now.
out of 10, realistically, it has to be a 7 out of 10 just because of the performance.
Okay.
But everything else is very good. Mm-hmm. I just don't think they had enough time for all their ambitions.
Right, right. I think performance-wise, it's a 6 out of 10. And then story-wise, it's an 8.5 out of 10. So I'm going to go like 7, 7.5.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. But this is also the first time in a while that I've liked all the Pokemon in a generation. Like, all the Sword and Shield decks. Not bull, but like, I wasn't a fan of all of them, you know? The starters especially, but I...
Listen, don't hate on my boy.
I'll leave Drizzile alone. Just because he has a personality.
Listen, Inteleon's got plenty of personality. Y'all just hate him because he's different. Because
he's gay. What?
I mean, that too. I mean, gay representation. Look at his fucking shiny.
You know who else is gay? That's trans
representation.
Oh, true.
What?
I was going to say Quickwobble.
Oh, yeah.
Primarina too, probably.
Yeah, pretty much all the water starters are like the gay ones. Which, no surprise that I always pick the water starter, but you know.
Except for Greninja.
I mean, Greninja's gay too. Look at that tongue.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Wrapped around his neck? That's kinky as fuck.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Watch out. Do not Google Greninja without safe search on.
Greninja's not the one you need to be worried about. Florges is the one you need to be worried about.
Oh, no.
We already talked about this.
No. Apparently, Meowscarada is the one we need to be worried about.
Oh, I can picture it now. With the little floating flower thing, too. Damn. She's going to show you a flower trick, all right.
Oh, God. I want to die. No, I don't. I also just... Apparently, Jared's never seen the Patti LaBelle Christmas video.
It was funny.
It's a classic. And if you haven't seen it, look it up now. I guess we could make our topic the holidays.
I guess.
It's the Christmas season. How do you feel about the Christmas season?
I feel like
season?
It's early, though.
Is it?
I mean, December, whatever.
Yeah, so we're here.
Let's talk about it. So, Christmas was a holiday that was co-opted from older pagan religions slash traditions. And then combined into a conglomerate of a bunch of different, like, rituals. Like the Christmas tree and the date itself of Christmas, the 25th. People are, you know, attributing their own meaning to it, and it was basically taken over by Christianity and repurposed, but this is not something I think of really as a religious holiday.
Yeah.
It was made a religious holiday for me growing up, because that's how my family was, but, like, for me, I never thought about it that way. I was just like, oh, yeah, it's cold. People want to celebrate things, so that we just, like, made a fun little holiday.
Stand
and we, like,
year.
Have little traditions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is much more fun than thinking about, like, you know... Some guy a shit ton of years ago died on a cross for your sins, and you have to worship him every day now.
His birthday isn't even on Christmas.
Right. Again, another thing that the date of Christmas was something that's older than Christianity.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. It's just weird to think about this as, like, a religious thing, because obviously it's controversial in the sense that, like, you remember that controversy with the holiday Starbucks cups?
Isn't there still controversy?
There probably still is. I don't keep up with white women drama. Bitches were like, oh my god, like, Starbucks has happy holidays on their cups instead of Merry Christmas. This is an affront to God. Like, you guys are disrespecting Christianity. Bitch, shut up. Christianity always has a fucking seat at the table, because that's all everybody ever talks about, and it's all everybody ever is okay with, because every other religion that's in the public sphere is looked down upon.
Yeah.
So, boohoo if someone says happy holidays to you. Go cry in a ditch. I could care less.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are my thoughts on it. How do you feel?
Speaking of religion and Christmas and stuff, I was in work the other day. I forgot to tell you about this.
Mm-hmm.
I was in work the other day. I was helping out this lady. She was sending... let me not... well, let me just talk about what she was saying specifically. She was...
I'm scared. What the fuck was she sending?
She asked me. She was just like... Do you know our... She had an accent. She's like, do you know our Lord and Savior Jesus?
What, incarnation? Of course I know our Lord and Savior Jesus.
And I was just like, yeah, I'm aware. Seems great. And she was just like, oh, I'm so glad you know. Stay blessed. Blah, 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 blah. She was talking about how much she loves Jesus Christ and everything.
She wants him so bad.
And as she was leaving, she was just like, don't forget, Jesus is the reason for the season. Merry Christmas! I was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's just like... Okay, don't get me wrong. I really love the hoopla around Christmas, and I know a lot of...
We love hoopla in general.
Yeah. I know a lot of it is, like, capitalism and whatever, but, like, I'm a sucker for a good Christmas movie. What can I say? You put on Home Alone, I'm there. You give me something wrapped up, I'm there, you know? Reindeer and everything. I've never understood, like, the religious aspect of it. I've always just been like, just have fun. Candy canes and Gingerbread Man and Santa Claus, just enjoy it.
It's just, like, the thing that's funny to me, too, is, like, Hanukkah and Kwanzaa exist.
Yeah.
And, like, they get shafted in the sense that, like, people don't really care about them, don't understand the traditions of them, and don't attribute December or the holiday season to those holidays. They just think of Christmas.
Yeah.
Because of how, at least I'm speaking for America. I don't know how it works in other countries. I don't know. I don't have that kind of worldly experience. But in this country, it literally feels like Christianity is being shoved down your throat at every single turn.
Because it is.
Because it is, yeah. So.
And they act like they're being silenced, even though they have
widely accepted religion. It's like separation of church and state doesn't fucking exist anymore because there's so many Christians in our fucking government sucking Jesus's dick off.
Have you ever stumbled across one of those TikToks of Christians being like, this is what the world is going to be like when being Christian
My
is
favorite
illegal.
One is that one meme going around. Or no, this might have been an anti-vax thing.
Ah!
Yeah, this was an anti-vax thing. I don't know if she's also Christian. She probably is.
I mean, probably. Girl.
Yeah, she's a Trumpy. But, yeah, it was that one video where it was, like, chip inserted.
And Yeah.
It's like, you do know if you deny this, you'll be executed. And she's, like, putting on, like, this Grammy Award winning performance.
Grammy Award.
Academy Award winning performance.
Uh-oh! Here comes the bus!
Yeah, it was just wild that that was, like, a thing. But, yeah, Christians do that all the time. They're always like, well, what if Christianity was, we were persecuted and we were executed? When has that ever happened? Maybe you could point to a specific point in history that that's happened a long, long time ago. But that doesn't happen nowadays. If you look at the cultures around the world, Christian is a very, very dominant religion. Mostly because of things like fucking missionaries and evangelism.
Yeah.
Evangelism?
Yeah.
Evangelism.
Sure. The evangelicals.
Yeah, that.
Them.
It's like, you don't see people coming up to you being like, have you heard about Hinduism? Would you like to speak about Hinduism today? Like, no, it's just Christians doing that. I cannot tell you how many times throughout my life, especially on a college campus, because, bitch, me going to work is a shit show sometimes, you get accosted by random Christian groups or, like, clubs or fraternities. Just being like, oh, you should come to Bible study. Oh, have you heard about Jesus? Here's a Bible. Like, do you want to... Like, no. Leave me alone.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I do think religion in all aspects can be positive for some people, right?
Yeah, but it's also extremely personal.
Well, too many times, it goes beyond the personal, mm-hmm. and it just becomes... I hate to say it, but it becomes culty.
Not even just culty. It's like... enforcing your beliefs onto other people. Like, cults are kind of opt-in, not always, but sometimes. Mm-hmm. Christianity feels very much like you're expected to comply, and if you don't, you'll be shunned.
I mean, look at the fucking... You just described Scientology.
Yeah, I mean, same thing.
Yeah.
Scientology is just pay to win, but Christianity is like... Actually, Christianity is pay to win, gotcha? Too. Yeah. Oh my god. Okay, they should make a Scientology. Listen,
The Scientologists are going to put us on their blacklist, and then they're going to... We're going to be on the list with Leah Remini and Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, but we're going to get sued. They have money. We don't.
How are they not taxed?
Because church, you know?
And besides Scientology, especially.
Why the fuck are churches not taxed? Crazy. Anyways, same churches that be lobbying for things? Like, yeah. What? But Scientology... Like, if y'all want to hire me, like, I would consider it because I want money, but I wouldn't do it. But, hypothetically, theoretically, if Scientology were to make, like, a game app to try to recruit people into their weird cult, I would be like, okay, you just make it, like, Genshin Impact, and you put different aliens of Xenu that you can collect.
You're like, oh, like, I just got Blip Lorp.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, you make it microtransactions, and, bitch, people will sign up for your little weird Dianetics shit anytime. They will be like, oh, I love Scientology. I just got the new Zorbzop out of the volcano yesterday, and we stan.
Do they believe an alien came out of a volcano or something?
Do you not know anything about Scientology?
Not really.
Have we not talked about this on the podcast before?
Probably, like, on the religion episode we did a long time ago.
They basically just believe that, like, some alien overlord kind of birthed all of us out of a volcano, and something about, like, spirits and energy staying around, so, like, I think the aliens were evil and not good, but I'm not sure. I honestly don't know enough about it to be able to tell you.
Listen, I don't trust Scientologists because they all turn out to be very horrible people.
Of course.
You know? Like, look at the fucking guy that was in that 70s show.
Oh, was he abusive?
He turned out to be a rapist.
Yeah.
He's going to trial, like, in a few days, probably, I think.
That's the aliens.
And I mean, Tom Cruise, ugh.
There's a lot of Scientologists in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And it's not a coincidence, because they have social influence, and they have money, and
exactly. They have power. There's very powerful people in Scientology, which is scary. But at least they don't have a holiday.
True. Back to Christians. Also scary. Also Christians being the ones that are like, try to take away my gun, see what happens. Like, oh, I thought thou shalt not kill.
It's just, okay, on the topic of them being mad about the whole Starbucks thing, for example, yeah, like with the whole happy holidays and not Merry Christmas, it's just like, oh no.
Not everything's about you. Oh my gosh, you know? That's crazy.
They're trying to take away, like, the whole war on Christmas thing, it's just like, get real.
There's layers, like, can we of, be like, serious?
The war on Christmas thing is...
There's layers of anti-Semitism to that, too.
That, yeah.
It's, like, disrespecting.
I mean, an anti-blackness.
Right. It's disrespecting other cultures.
Yeah. And also, like, the holiday season doesn't just encapsulate Christmas. It also includes Thanksgiving and New Year's.
Thanksgiving is also...
Yeah.
Like, problematic in origin. Pretty much every holiday... Except Halloween. I don't think Halloween is necessarily problematic.
Christians will say it is.
I'm sure they will. They'll be like, that's Satan. And I'll be like, yeah, and?
Yeah.
So?
We all know this Jared's man.
My whole besides thing, Ryan. My whole thing that's so funny is Christians... I like how this is about the holidays and I'm just shit-talking Christians.
Go for it. That was a weird go for it.
Go for it.
I couldn't finish the thought properly in my head first, so I had to extend the go.
My thing is, Christians are so, like, hyper-judgmental. They like to act like they're speaking as God's word. Like,
yeah, but then they turn out to be the ones sinning.
They turn out to be bad people.
Mm-hmm.
How many Christians/Catholics are fucking pedophiles or criminals or rapists or, you know, whatever?
Hello.
You're not immune to it. You can be a bad person and a Christian. It's not... mutually exclusive. But what were you gonna say?
Do you remember the Folgers Christmas commercial that I showed you?
Yes.
But we're the groomers.
She's gonna fuck her dad.
That was, or her brother.
She's, same thing. That was a weird ass commercial.
But, like, we're the groomers.
Right, right. But one, you can be Christian and be a bad person. Plenty of people are, trust me.
Yeah.
And two,
majority are.
They cast such judgment onto people who aren't Christians or who don't believe in it or who, you know, do things that they see as demonic. But telling someone they're gonna go to hell over and over and over, eventually they're just gonna accept it.
Yeah.
That's not gonna make them wanna join you. You're just being a dick.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I always make jokes about, like, demons and the devil and stuff. I'm actually super interested in, like, old iterations and mythological components to demons because of how much I felt that I was going to hell for a long time.
Yeah.
Because I was raised in the church and I was always being told being gay is wrong, doing this is wrong, premarital sex is wrong, everything's wrong. And if you do any of these things, you won't be forgiven. But at the same time, somehow, if you submit yourself to Jesus, then you'll be forgiven. But then there's the whole doubt thing and the faith thing and you can't see any of this and all these stories are, like, just, there's no proof. Nothing makes sense when you're growing up in a church like that. And then being told that, or being fed the idea that you're going to go to this bad place for eternal damnation, and then, like, learning more about the world and mythology and stuff like that. This shit's entertaining. I don't think it's real.
Yeah.
It's entertaining as fuck, though.
It's like lore.
It's like lore, yeah. I think of it the same way I think of Greek mythology. Do I really think Zeus is, like, out here, like, fucking with a million demigod children on the world?
I haven't gotten to the end of the Bible yet. Don't spoil it for me.
Oh, you're gonna be gagged. The ending is so slay.
I've heard.
Let me just say, rapture.
I mean, it's not interesting. Obviously, it's horrible that this was your experience with Christmas, because, like, I had a very different experience.
It wasn't every Christmas, yeah. I will say, because like it was mostly when we were around my aunt because she's more religious. But if it was just my immediate family, like my grandpa wasn't religious, my grandma wasn't really religious, my sister's not religious. So like when it was like our core group, it was chill. Yeah. But like when it was around my religious family members and my mother was like getting into that mess, I hate it.
So like, I mean, thank God it's not that way now. Mm-hmm. You know, but at least for me growing up, the Christmas season was always traumatic for other reasons, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, for my parents would say we were religious, but we weren't really religious. Like, we were only religious in name.
How often did you go to church?
We went more when I was a little kid, but that probably stopped consistently around the time I turned like 6 or 7. And then we would go like on and off. Basically when my grandma was around, we would go, and then we had to go like for a long time once my sister was doing her communion, and they tried getting me to do it too, but I was like, no thanks, I hate religion. I was a very passionate 14-year-old.
Vibes. I know, I remember your Tumblr.
Yeah. Is that a re?
Yeah, you're catching strays tonight.
Ah! But it wasn't, our Christmases were never like religious. They were just more traumatic. Because the holiday season every year was always surrounded with, to nutshell it and not, like, go into a lot of detail, it was always filled with parental drama. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times we didn't even get to really enjoy, like, our Christmas and stuff. And I feel like that's why I like the holiday so much now. Because I'm, like, trying to make up for what I didn't have, you know what I mean? That's why I'm, like, I want to enjoy, like, the corniness of the Christmas movies and the traditions, minus the mistletoe. We lived through the era of Me Too, let's get rid of the mistletoe, okay? Can we all agree on that? I'm not kissing anybody under that thing.
The mistletoe's just a plant. We gotta disarm the patriarchy first.
Listen, burn the mistletoe. And this can't... What?
What?
Oh my god. Anyways, but yeah, I don't know. I've had a soft spot for like Christmas and everything recently. I just hate how expensive it is.
Yeah, being an adult and experiencing Christmas is a lot different than when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Not saying that I was like the richest kid ever, because I wasn't.
Yeah.
I was very much like poor, especially when I was really young, because my mom wasn't really like making big bucks back then, and we lived with my grandpa. But when she kind of had a better job and we were moved out into our own place, I was definitely getting video games on Christmas, and I was very blessed and grateful for that. We love that. But as an adult, buying, I try to buy gifts for people. I really care about like gift giving and stuff like that. It's really fun experience to like know what people like and understand them as people, and then give them something that you know they would like, and like their reaction, all that stuff. But it sure is expensive. It sure is.
I'm not gonna lie.
I think anybody's getting Christmas presents this year except maybe my boyfriend.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm broke.
Yeah, it's a hard, listen, we're about to hit a recession, first of all. Second of all, I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that feels this way, but I do kind of dread getting to December every year.
Yeah.
Because I know my wallet is just gonna bleed. All
at
once.
At least with birthdays, it's spaced out, right? But with Christmas, it's like you have to get everybody gifts at this exact time.
Yeah.
And it's too much. And like, I've tried in the past to just like put everything on my credit card. It'll be fine. I'll pay for it later. bitch, that interest?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
It's a
You're
lot.
You're just not going to get a gift. And I'm going to make you something there.
Growing up, you know, I had a big family, like extended family. So, like, my parents, before the recession, we it was expected that you got a gift for every single person, right. You know? And just thinking of that now.
That's too much. Crazy. It's too much to handle. Luckily, I don't really talk to my family like that. So it's good in the sense that, like, they don't expect anything from me. I don't expect anything from them. We're lucky if we even talk on Christmas or if they send a Christmas text in, like, a group chat or something. I think the only people in my family that I'd have to worry about probably expecting a gift from me are my mom and my sister.
Yeah.
I'm already letting them know. Like, they're not getting shit. So sorry.
I told my sister already, too. I was like, can we not? But, please and thank you.
Yeah, every year it's, like, the same thing.
I do love... My love language is getting gifts, too. I just... Mm. If I had money... People would be getting gifts, like, 24/7.
Okay.
But I don't have money.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Y'all want to give me money?
So true. Donate to us. Our Cash App is... We don't have a Cash App. We should make one. so, let's talk Secret Santa / White Elephant.
I got a Snuggie 1 year for White Elephant for my family. It was all the rage.
That's kind of a sleigh. That's a good White Elephant
gift. I think good White Elephant gifts are always, like, the as seen on TV stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's always just like, oh.
That's the type of shit my grandma would get people for Christmas. Yeah, which was very much her style, because she'd be watching, like, those late night TV things with all the ads, and she'd be calling those numbers. She'd be dialing that shit up, and she'd be like, yeah, I'll buy 20.
Three easy payments of $19.99.
Exactly, and she'll, like, put it on my card, and then she'd give all her little grandkids little fucking knickknacks and
when
shit.
When you see the fucking Snuggies, or what are those fucking zoo plates? Do you remember those?
With the animals?
Yeah. When you see those at White Elephant, those are the fucking Game & Watches and Piranha Plants of Christmas.
Oh my god, that's funny. But yeah, I'm not as familiar with White Elephant. I don't think I've actually ever, like, directly participated in one. I've just, like, been at parties or get-togethers where there has been a White Elephant.
Yeah, White Elephant can get very competitive.
No, yeah,
there
it's weird.
There are rules.
I was just like, okay, like, y'all have fun with that or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Secret Santa, though, I love a good Secret Santa. It's such a gag, like, finding out who's got you and who you have.
Secret Santa can be hit or miss.
What do you mean?
Because, like, if you get someone you don't really know, you know, or if someone you don't really know gets you, it's just like, here's a gift card.
That's lame. So, here's my thing. Even if you get somebody you don't know, this is your opportunity to get to know them better.
Yeah.
And hopefully you're doing a Secret Santa with, like, somebody that you would like to get to know better. And as part of, like, if you're doing it with your extended family and you just don't like your extended family, I get that.
Yeah.
I've honestly never done a Secret Santa with my family. I've only ever done it with, like, close friends and or coworkers.
Yeah.
And so fun. So fun, so fresh. I did a Secret Santa with my job this year, and...
Do you already know who you got? Oh, yeah, yeah,
I got my gift. I'm giving it to her tomorrow, actually.
Slay.
I really hope she likes it. And then my Secret Santa gave me my gift on Friday at our work meeting. And I literally was so gagged. She got me, like, this nice book about my favorite painter. And it was so cute. It was so thoughtful. And, like, the way we did it was we, like, kind of wrote little notes of things that we like.
Yeah.
So that everybody, even if you get somebody you don't know that well. And, like, my gift giver didn't know me that well, but she got me a really thoughtful gift. Okay. And I was like, oh my gosh, wait, maybe we should hang out, because, like, you're really sweet.
She asked around.
Yeah, I was gagged. But, yeah, it was really cute.
She doesn't have anxiety. She was just like, I am going to find out what Jared likes.
No, I think she probably just read the note and then came up with stuff. But, like, yeah, it was thoughtful. I was like, okay, Slay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that felt very Christmassy, very nice.
I remember when I was working at the hotel, we were supposed to do a Secret Santa, but this was at the height of COVID, and this was still, like, the first year of COVID, and it was the winter season, so COVID was this was before Omicron. So COVID was picking back up again, so it forced our hotel to close. So we didn't get to do the Secret Santa that year, but I do remember me and my coworker, we just spent, like, the last week there sitting at the front desk, like, watching Christmas movies and, like, playing Scrabble and
That's
things
fun.
Like that.
Yeah.
It's some of, like, some of the more positive Christmas memories I've had, because, like I said, there have been nights on, not to get into the trauma at all, but, like,
Charlie just starts crying.
Some Christmases were hard because we wouldn't get some sleep some nights because we'd be dealing with other things, and it wasn't fun. And I feel like a lot of Christmases and just holidays in general were kind of like stolen from me. And I know I've already said this, but like, again, that's why they're so important to me now. Like, I hate that as an adult, though, like, you get to holidays or even birthdays, and you're like, oh, it just doesn't feel the same as, like, when you were a kid.
Yeah, nothing's ever going to feel the same as when you were a kid. It's why nostalgia is, like, such a strong feeling.
Yeah, but I'll always, when it comes to Christmas, I'll always just, like, try to recreate that magic for myself, you know? I especially, like, ugh, I cannot get enough of, like, a good Christmas movie. And I'm not talking just, like, your regular Hallmark Christmas movie. Fuck this bitch.
What is going on?
Candace Cameron Bure.
Who is that?
Consider yourself, I mean, you're not even good enough to be an enemy of the pod, but like, consider yourself an enemy of the pod. She was on Full House with Mary Kay and Ashley.
Okay.
I always thought they were three people
because they are
Mary Kay and Ashley, but it's, anyways, my brain farts aside. She was, like, the older sister on Full House. She was DJ Tanner or whatever, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
And then she was on The View.
And then she was on Fuller House, too, right?
Yeah. But she's very homophobic. And
period. Me, too. No,
what?
Me, too.
You're homophobic?
Of course.
Oh, well, we need to rethink this shit.
I know, right? Oh, this is a bad career choice for me.
But she used to be, like, Hallmark's, you know,
It girl.
Yeah, she was in their Christmas movies every year. She would, I mean, I wouldn't call them bangers, but she was putting them out yearly. And I guess like a few years ago, there was a whole controversy because Hallmark pulled a commercial of a Zola ad that showcased like a lesbian kiss. And people were like, how dare you? This is so homophobic and whatever. So like, I guess the CEO resigned and started after that and started his own network called the Great American Family Network or whatever. And he took Candace Cameron Bure with him.
Okay.
And their goal is to make family friendly Christian traditional content.
This is basically the exact same thing as fucking Butch Hartman.
Yeah. So now they're making Christmas movies that focused around the traditional family and no one else. And Candace Cameron Bure put out a statement being like, yeah, we're only focusing on traditional families on this network. And blah, 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 blah. And people were rightfully calling her out for being like homophobic and everything. And she was just like skirting around the subject. And she put out a statement just being like, I just want the Christianity back in Christmas. Is that so bad?
Yeah.
She's a mess. Go Rock Girl. I'll be here watching Home Alone, Elf. I'll watch something else, you know? Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
I don't think I do. I'm not crazy about holiday movies in general. My mom is super into The Santa Claus, so I've seen that movie.
Oh, with Tim Allen?
Yeah, I've seen that movie so many times because she, during the holiday season, would have that fucking VHS on replay in the living room at all times. Yeah. So, case in point, for those of you who haven't seen The Santa Claus, it's actually pretty grim. this fucking, like, bah humbug-ass bitch who's a businessman, I think. I don't really remember the plot that well. Main character is Tim Allen. He, like, accidentally freaks Santa out while Santa's on his roof, and then Santa falls off, dies, and then melts away.
And what?
And then, because Santa's now dead... and he's the one who killed him, like, he has to wear the suit now.
Right.
So he, like, becomes Santa, and then he, like, has this whole transformation where he, like, gains a ton of weight, and, like, all his hair turns white, and he's, like, very jolly and happy all of a sudden, and, his son is, like, very, very big on Christmas, and he's like, oh, I love Santa, and, like, he's divorced from his wife, I think, and, like, it basically him becoming Santa Claus kind of saves their family because like his son.
Why are
like,
you divorced from your wife? That's a red flag.
I mean, he's set up as a bah humbug character. He's a piece of shit from the beginning, I'm pretty sure. And so the whole plot is that him becoming Santa Claus is actually like him saving his family and also like having a new outlook on life because he's more happy now and like he wants to give kids gifts and just be part of the season, whatever. The cops are a big part of that movie because the cops are like on his tail for some reason.
Why are the cops chasing down
Santa
Claus?
I don't know. At one point he's in jail being Santa. It was weird. It's a weird movie, but my mom's obsessed with it. I'm pretty sure there were sequels too.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I never saw those movies as a kid. You know what movie I hated seeing on TV as a kid, but like as an adult, I think it's kind of camp. Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
That is camp.
You know,
It's absolutely camp.
Grandpa's gonna sue the pants off of Santa.
It's true.
That's what
Why
grandpa's
are
gonna
these
do.
people dying in movies? I
And
mean,
Christmas
grandma
movies?
didn't, yeah, grandma didn't die, but she
But she
got
got run
literally run over.
over.
Like, God.
I love A Christmas Story. That one's a classic. What, why am I blinking on Christmas movies right now? I guess there isn't as many as I
You know my
thought.
favorite, it's not a movie. You know my favorite thing about Christmas?
What?
No, Christmas.
YouTube poop? Is it a YouTube poop?
I think there's been YouTube poops of it, but I think that clip is the actual like part.
Contextualize it for the
I
listener.
don't know anything.
Oh.
I remember that clip on Tumblr. But there was a clip on Tumblr of like this old lady laughing and like making a bunch of weird, complete gibberish noises, and then just saying Christmas, and then a kid's like, "Yeah, grandma," or some shit.
Yeah.
It just like really warmed my heart,
It was after she got run over by the
you
reindeer.
know. Different grandma.
All grandmas are the same.
Oh, racist.
Against
Oh,
grandmas.
sorry, ageist.
Yeah, there we go. That's right.
You're only saying that because you're one of the grandmas, so it's okay.
Yeah, I'm allowed. I'm 40 on the inside. That's not grandma age.
I'm 40 on the inside, girl.
What would you consider grandma age?
Like
60?
60, yeah.
Maybe I'll be like a
I'm
hot
like, my
50-year-old
mom's
grandma.
grandma age now, and she ain't getting no grandkids.
My dad is technically grandpa age, but he's not getting one for a long time, I don't think. Because my sister's not having kids.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I genuinely can't picture your sister with a kid. Not in like a, ooh, she'd be a bad parent way, just in a, I know she, that's not what she wants.
Yeah, like it's very, you both very much have that same sentiment, you
Right.
know? Whereas I'm like, I'm gonna continue the lineage.
Ew! That's such a, bitch! Okay, you know what gets continued in the lineage? Trauma, emotional damage, generational suffering, climate change, capitalism, patriarchy, like everything that's bad gets passed on. None of the
Yeah.
good stuff. Mental illness, physical
Oh
illness,
my
potential birth defects, social suffering, discrimination. You get my point.
You know what you
I
just
rest my
did? The
case.
Wendy Williams pulling up the list of everyone Azalea Banks has fought with. Eminem, RuPaul, RZA, and SZA. You have a favorite Christmas song?
I don't believe so. I'm just that I guess that's kind of the culmination of this from my side of things. I'm not big on Christmas.
Just because of the religious trauma,
Not
right?
even just because of the religious trauma. It's just like I appreciate the holidays for what they are. Like I think it's fun and nice to like hang out with my friends, like do cute things and like exchange gifts.
Yeah. But
Maybe
you
have
don't
a
get
nice
into it much
warm
into it.
drink, some hot cocoa.
An
But
eggnog.
yeah, I don't like eggnog. Ugh. I drink way too much of it as a kid. Now I can't. But yeah, I'm just not into it like I used to be when I was a kid. And I think part of it is just like, yeah, that magic's kind of gone.
Yeah.
I'm an adult living in a system that binds me, and I don't have time for fun little silly things. I have to be busy, you know, working 9 to 5.
I mean, that's why I brought that up earlier, because like even I wake up on my birthdays now and I'm like, I don't know.
My
It just
birthdays
doesn't
give me
feel like a
existential
special day.
crises. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm more worried. Like my birthdays used to be like, oh my God, I can't wait to be an adult and a grown up. And now that I'm like an adult and grown up and I'm old as fuck, I just feel like every single birthday I'm like, oh, these are all the things I haven't accomplished yet. These are all the goals that I'm working on, and I have another year off my life. Cool.
I'm just sad that I'm getting older and less beautiful.
Oh.
Actually, you know what? No.
Listen, I'm gonna
I'm getting
slay
better with
well into my old
age.
age because you know what? Black don't crack.
And I'm hot no matter what.
That's your little that's your comeback. And I'm hot no matter what. You said I will get wrinkly and decrepit and old, but I'm still gonna be hot.
Will be. Someone out there is gonna find me attractive.
Period.
People already do though.
You're
Jared showed me this stupid TikTok of this girl being like, oh my God, I think he was into me. And like saying that was me, but like It's true with me. Like, okay. It just feels like sometimes, I know it's going to sound delusional. I know.
Speak your truth, girl.
Coming out of my mouth, it's going to sound delusional. But sometimes I do feel like I'm the child of Aphrodite. And I just attract people, you know? Right. Prove me wrong.
Let's get you back to bed, Grandma. I think you need to rest.
Listen here, bitch.
How many fingers am I holding up?
9.
Yeah, correct.
I can't help that everyone thinks I'm so popular. What? What can I say? Hi, boys. Anyways, the Christmas season. Jesus is the reason.
Jesus is something.
Yeah, just to put a pin on, like, the whole Christmas of it all. It's a cute holiday. I don't know. I like it in this modern day. I just wish a lot of the times I had the money to, like, fully go all out like I want to, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I want to do the decorations and the tree and, you know, just, like, all the cute fun stuff, but that costs money.
I'm sorry, y'all. You could not pay me enough to get a real Christmas tree. I'm so... Like, the amount of fucking pine needles on your floor.
Yeah. But that's why you get that little rug underneath it.
No. And then you gotta fucking throw it out afterwards. Like, what do you... You have a whole ass tree in your living room. What are you gonna do?
Water it.
Burn it.
Oh.
When Christmas is over.
And you throw it out.
That's what I'm saying. We should trash it. Like, it's just... I don't know. I'll get a plastic tree.
I'll take
that same little plastic tree out every year, and it'll be my best friend.
You should get a pink plastic tree for Christmas.
Slay.
That'd be iconic. Put Kirby at the top with the warp star. That'd be iconic.
That's a lot of work, but we'll put that on the list.
Yeah, we'll workshop it. How do you feel about New Year's, though?
New Year's is whatever. Again, like... Some people like to celebrate it, do a whole thing, like, countdown, oh my god, watch the ball drop. I cared more when I was younger, because it was, like, exciting. I don't care anymore. Again, time is just passing, and everything keeps getting worse. And so New Year's is just kind of a reminder of that for me. I do try to set goals for myself for the next year. I never complete them. Resolutions are such bullshit, I never actually do them. They're I do them hard. For, like... a month or two, and then I'm, like, back to my same old grind, you know, doing my old bad habits.
I mean, that's why the worst time to go to the gym is after New Year's.
Right, it's so crowded.
Yeah, but then everybody quits in February.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been, like, a New Year's person. I feel like we didn't start celebrating it in my family till, like, I was, like, 7 years old.
Mm.
7 or 8, maybe. And even then, like, when we would celebrate it, we wouldn't really, like, do anything. We'd just sit around a TV and be like, okay, it's New Year's. I'm going to bed, bye, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that was just the gist of it. New Year's was never anything good. The only thing New Year's gave us was the first song in High School Musical. And that's it.
Get me out of here. What the fuck?
Listen, you cannot hate on High School Musical. It was culture, I think.
I'll tell you what it was. A Disney Channel original movie.
You're not wrong. Technically speaking. You spoke facts. I've never been kissed at New Year's either, which would be nice. Boys. Child of Aphrodite speaking. Come on. Oh, I'm just exposing myself as a slut today, aren't I?
Yeah.
But like, what else is... No, let me not call myself a slut. I'm not... Because some people apparently like to think that I'm a huge slut, but I don't consider myself an active slut. Like, you know, like, my membership...
You consider yourself a passive slut.
Yeah. My membership card isn't active right now. I didn't renew my membership.
Oh.
You know? I'm just, like, dabbling. Free samples right now.
Right.
You know, people are signing up for their trials and everything. They can cancel at any time.
Right.
Which is ghost drink. But yeah, listen, I gotta get my New Year's kiss in. I gotta lock it down now, you know.
Yeah, we're already well into cuffing season, and you're a little late, sweetie.
We're working on it. We're working on
there it. There are some prospects.
Yeah. You know what, though? There are. There are. I'll tell you something after this.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, I have nothing else to say to you.
Happy holidays, everybody. Be safe. We still got a whole month of this shit show, so hopefully nothing tragic happens that ruins the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
If Santa dies, and
you'll put on his costume become more jolly. No, Jared is the Grinch.
I am the character that he is pre-Santa. I will never put on that suit.
I'm Cindy Lou Who.
No, okay, what I would do...
We thought we were done.
Yeah, okay, so I would kill Santa.
What?
And then I'd be like, oops, I killed him. And then I'd steal all the presents from the little kids. And then I'd put on the suit for about, like, 3 hours just to kind of gain some body weight.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, like, fill my figure out a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I'll take it off and move on with my life and sell all the toys at a pawn shop.
That'd be a fun movie. Like, a court drama about killing Santa, like a murder trial.
Right. And his body melted in the movie. Like, it disappeared. So, like... how are they going to have evidence?
Where's the body? Yeah. Like, he could very well still be alive.
And if they try to be like, oh, well, that's his suit, I'll be like, I got this at Costco. What do you mean? Like,
also gas.
It's Christmas. Like, I got this so that I could dress up for my family. Like, what are you talking about?
Unrelated, but also semi-related.
Uh-huh.
Did you see that Casey Anthony is going to have, like, a documentary series about herself on Peacock?
What?
Yeah, they're like giving her a documentary to like talk about her side of the story and be like, I'm not a killer. Isn't that crazy?
It's like OJ.
Like, yeah, Casey Anthony. Casey Anthony? Come on.
Let's you and OJ go way back.
Who?
You and OJ.
Me and OJ. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do. We do. OJ drove right by my house and I wasn't even born yet. But my parents saw it. They swear they did.
You were a sperm in your dad's balls.
It was 1992, wasn't it?
You were pre-baking.
Yeah. Preheating in the up. <Ew. laughs> Anyways, Merry Christmas, y'all. Yeah. Happy holidays.
We'll be back at some point.
Yeah, we'll be back. We'll be back. Take care until then. And don't forget to follow us on... not
that's
Twitter.
The way to get off Twitter, yeah. That's my New Year's resolution. I need to get the fuck off Twitter.
I've already basically like I said, I post like one thing, like maybe once a week, like today. I posted the picture and that was like about it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I don't feel the need for Twitter anymore. Oh my God. The one time I did check Twitter while I was at work this week and that whole Kanye thing was happening.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's too much.
That was, you guys already know. We don't need to discuss it. But yeah. Like, fucking wild.
Like, we're really regressing. Society just keeps getting worse.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Anyways, follow us on TikTok, I guess.
Yeah, follow us on TikTok. We'll make it eventually.
The Misty Terrain and...
Oh, our actual...
Yeah.
I thought you meant, like, a separate gay screaming TikTok.
We'll get there.
Yeah, follow us at Misty Terrain and Passion Pimp. We also have Tumblr. I think that's the same
Misty
URLs.
Terrain. Yeah, and so, Passion Pimp.
Follow us there. It's probably more entertaining than Twitter.
Yeah, I am having... I told you this already, but, like, I'm having fun on Tumblr again. Good. I'm just, like, enjoying myself, being like, hee-hee. I do need to retrain myself to start talking in the tags again.
Ooh, that was a fun little era.
Yeah, I haven't really delved into that yet because I got so used to Twitter not having like actual tags like that.
Yeah.
But now that I'm back on Tumblr, I'm like, I could write out whole essays in the tags again.
Yeah.
And nobody's gonna read them.
I also just like I know there's replies on posts in Tumblr, but they're much less prominent.
Yeah.
So you really don't have to see what people are saying about shit if you don't want to.
Yeah, I don't need to see anybody say, does anyone else think Andrew Tate is a tragic?
Not you shading.
Listen.
Keep it in.
This is not a safe space.
Keep it in. Final cut. Keep it in.
This is not a safe. They know who they are.
You
but
know
like,
exactly who you are. And we're not pleased with this information, sir.
Mama, that was.
You need to rethink some things.
That should have. Not even the drafts. That shouldn't just have. That should
that
not
shouldn't
have been.
Yeah, it shouldn't have happened in your brain.
Nope. Nope. Anyways, happy holidays from our family to yours.
Andrew Tate die challenge.
Oh my God.
Let's do that challenge.
Elon Musk is about to ban you off of Twitter.
Oh good.
and then you'll never have to go back. That's what you should do.
Free speech is legal now.
I know. Comedy's legal now.
Oh, that's what he said. No, yeah, same thing. He means hate speech, by the way.
Which has skyrocketed. Okay, we're leaving. Okay, bye, guys.